evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. I'm just going to ask Seth, what does it mean with no ado? When something's going to happen, you say, with no ado. And I'm going, It reminds me of recently I was sitting and cogitating. What exactly does it mean to be beside yourself? Where did that image come from? So I'm just cogitating some funny little expressions here. Radiance by Design is a radio show all about you. And you know, it's a call-in show. It's all about radiating at a higher and higher level. I re-listened to Peter Calhoun's talk. And he had this huge vision. Peter Calhoun, unfortunately, just left the planet a few months ago. But he's an amazing guy. He was called the Shaman Priest. He started off being an Anglican priest, and then he became a shaman, and he did some amazing things. But what really kicked his work off was that he had this vision. And in the vision, he saw the world and around the planet, but out quite a ways, there was this like great big skin or great big kind of a cover. And he said that that had been placed there by some other being. And that cover had a lot of people on the planet walking hunched over, never being able to fully stretch out. And he found that very, very interesting. I forget what the rest of his dream was or his vision. But it's really an interesting symbol because you and I know we're increasing the radiances that are coming through the universe. And as we embody these, as we integrate these in our body-mind, our energy picks up speed, and you're vibrating at a higher and higher level. And even just talking about it, feel that it's going up. And then as you do that, it's more and more, remember the Arcturians say, change the energy, change the reality. As the energies pick up speed on the planet and coming in from the universe and you integrating them, your ability to perceive what your future is, your ability to perceive what your life is all about, increases, it changes. You get to manifest more quickly. You get to release more quickly. How many people do you know these days that are actually releasing? Maybe it's relationship stuff, they're downsizing. People are on the move. They're releasing a lot of things. And a lot of people that I know and I know of are crossing over to the other side. Now, what's really interesting is back to Peter Calhoun. I'm thinking about him because I think I've told you this before. I love my paradigm shifters interviews. I feel jealous of myself because they are so full of information for me and hopefully for everyone who listens to them. But anyway, at nighttime, I'm not a great sleeper, so at nighttime I will on my iPhone run kind of a shuffle of some of the interviews that have played before. So if I can't go to sleep, I have something positive or vibrationally uplifting to run behind me. Okay, so I wake up to Peter Calhoun, and I can't believe how my energy is just, it's just absolutely vibrating. And I'm hearing what he talked about, which is we have a collective. Now, he's talking about this big skin around the planet, keeping everybody walking in a hunched fashion. But he also talked about how way out there, a lot of us have come from galactic centers all over the universe. Okay, and he had, what was the percentage, Bob? 13%, I think. Right? Something like that. I think he might have said they were half a billion light workers coming from all over the place. Yeah, so that's 8%, as Bob said, because he's a mathematical genius, and I'm not. But anyway, he says that we have come, all of us, to lift and imbue the collective so that it becomes the old thing of change the energy, change the reality. Well, as we consciously raise our frequency, we're really using, you know, if you've come in as a light worker, you have within you the encodements it takes to bring the light onto the planet. No matter what your history has been, no matter how much abuse you've had or whatever. Matter of fact, a lot of light workers have had a lot of abuse. Anyway, so you bring in a whole lot of light consciously and imbue the collective. And what he said is that's what we're here for. We're here to connect with one another. Thank you, Internet. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you, other ways in which you and I can connect. But we also ignite each other when you connect with me and I connect with you, and we connect with Bob and all these other various characters who are light workers as well. We literally activate one another's light. We lift it, we move it, we radiate it out there. Radiance by Design is saying, I'm taking that design and moving it on out. Yeah, and because we have some pretty interesting power stalemates, gridlocks with greed and power situations. They're kind of off the wall, aren't they? Or the money stuff, where they're trading non-substantial trades in the stock market with absolutely no substance to them, but it's trading billions and billions of dollars in a heartbeat. It's just crazy. We're living in a very, very crazy time. Where you've got, what, the 1% that's got bazillions of dollars, and you got a lot of people who don't have much at all. You got people who don't eat properly or they can't eat. You got the GMO, so we're spoiling the food, spoiling the water, spoiling the money supply, spoiling this and that, because a few of them want a lot of it, right? Anyway, the light workers are supposed to be coming in order to imbue the collective with consciousness and energy. And what is consciousness? Consciousness is when you wake up, to me anyway, when you wake up and I wake up and the vibrations move through us, we can tell what's going on in our legs and in our heart and what our motivations are. If you want to come from the heart, you can become conscious of how that is very often driven by your mind, right, rather than your heart. And you can drop down and get into the heart. It's a big job for us because we haven't been raised to do that. But we're light workers, so we can do it. We just have to learn how. And so I'm just kind of rambling about all this because I want to talk about consciousness and becoming consciousness about what we think. We already know this, but I'm reminding us, okay? We become conscious about what we think, what we feel. I already mentioned that I had been through a course on the powwow, which is the Tibetan system of dying consciously, so that when you pass through, you don't take a whole bunch of your emotional karmic hoo-ha with you, but you move through it out into, what is it called, pure light? You move out there and you move off the wheel, right? And that's another, it's a part of the same thing, isn't it? We come in as light workers and we learn to feel what we truly feel inside. We learn to acknowledge where we're being a big jerk or whether we're being competitive and jealous, whether we're being resistant, whether we're being dominant and greedy. We just have to go inside, inside, inside and think of what we're doing. What are we doing? So say you want to go out and give service, and you give service and you find yourself making a comparison with other people or some judgments or all these other human things which you do and I do and we all do. Paying attention to what it is you've got going on inside of you when you do things on the outside of you is a way of becoming conscious. Because very often what happens is when you pay attention to the fact that, for example, you're feeling competitive, and a lot of my favorite people will say, oh, I'm getting feelings of competitive, so you can all admit it and then let it work through. What happens when you admit it is it does work through. It's simply energy. It's an old program, and it's a program of survival usually, right? You drop into competitive things and jealousy and even greed. A lot of it is way down deep. It's an urge that comes from such a primitive place, wanting survival, isn't it? But on the consciousness level, the more we can feel these things consciously, they will release. They will unfurl. They will stop inhabiting our deeper, our more subconscious realms. It's really interesting. So then we link to one another with a kind of consciousness where I know that if I mess up, if you and I are having a row, then I do self-referral. And I'm thinking that you're probably doing self-referral too. You're digging around inside going, what was going on with me that we got into this position? Was it competitive? Was it wanting to dominate? What was it? And then as we do that and we step through life doing the kinds of things we have to do, which are working, shopping, you do those things, then you're not carrying your subconscious belief structures unwittingly to you to absolutely add fuel to the smoldering collective that's running huge competitive or power-mongering kinds of phases all over the planet. See what I mean? So consciousness means you're getting to me anyway tonight for this discussion. It means we're becoming awake to what we're doing inside of ourselves. And the more awake we get, the more we awaken, then the less we will just pass on all of these unconscious, jostling, separative things, and the more we'll all be one, and we'll become this wonderful, we're talking about that skin going around the world. Well, it's more like we would raise up in frequency and move past that. And instead of being a skin that's containing and keeping people walking hunched over, we become a kind of an effervescent, infusing kind of light all around the planet. And people who are very, very unconscious or not yet awake or have absolutely no interest in light workers or any of that will also feel it, and they will be lifted. It's very, very exciting. And so I want to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about Stephen Pollett, too, and his work, which was very exciting to some of you who listened to his show on Tuesday night, our interview with him, and also the fact it's podcasted on veronicaentwistle.com. You can listen to that one. And he's decided to give service for free. So he's coming up with his latest book called Heal Thyself, and a whole bunch of these little like symbolic imprints on kind of like labels. And when you put those on water or anything you drink, or you can even put them on your own body parts or whatever, over time, using you're supposed to, his newest book is going to explain how, but you put these different vibrational influences on as your body picks up speed, as it integrates the first ones, then you put on the second ones, then you put on the third ones, and over a period of about a year, he claims that his frequency moved up way past any of the illnesses he had in his own lineage. Now, he's the one that said it's 13%. And it's Peter Calhoun who said it was 8% of light workers. And you know what? It doesn't really matter. These are just kind of rough estimates. But in both cases, and I loved it, listening to one and then the other, there's this consciousness that as you consciously, and I'm using that word over and over again, as you consciously bring your frequency up and you hang out with people who consciously bring their frequency up and people who share those frequency pools, and it spreads like that, oh my gosh, even through the internet, there's a whole lot of it going on, we can have a huge, huge impact on the evolution of our species. And we can bring along everybody, really. You're saying that you don't need that many to actually influence a huge group of people. So that's what we're all doing. That's what we're doing on BBS Radio, and that's why so many of you just listen for what's up, and they phone in, even if you don't even know what show is on, so you can find out about yourself. And I want you to do that. I want you to call in with your questions tonight. But it's a very, very exciting thing to be a human being on the planet at this time in history, when the planet and the connections between all people are literally moving faster, swifter, integrating tremendous high-frequency energies and our ability to communicate them way better than ever before. Woo-hoo! I wonder if we're going to ascend, and I wonder if we're going to take our planet with us, probably. Or maybe she'll take us with her. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, you know that I love to do a meditation with all of you so that we have a coherent field. And in that coherent field, many people feel the light we're talking about. A little like acupuncture, it can really prod your consciousness. So let's close our eyes and call in that golden light above your head. It's a golden ball. And below your spine, another golden ball. And then drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. So you're kind of skewered. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, another four-sided pyramid. This one, the point goes into the lower golden ball. Put those pyramids together and you have yourself an eight-sided structure. Good. And inside that structure, let's create a crystal ball, a beautiful, shimmering, spectral-laden crystal ball. Feel the difference in the energy when you place yourself in that ball. And now inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron or a three-dimensional Star of David. And in that, you want to spin and spin and spin. And you've heard this before. In front of us as we spin and spin, see a magical screen. And it's a big movie screen. Woo! And you're going to put a movie on it, the first movie you put up there. And remember, you're spinning and spinning, but you can see your screen as if it were still. And the first movie you put up is you becoming what you want to become. I always want to become multidimensional, consciously multidimensional, coming from the heart. But I want to be consciously multidimensional. I want to be aware of each dimension. What is it you want? Okay, and as you see all these aspects coming together, so you become whatever it is you want to become. Good. Applaud yourself. Wrap it in light. Move it over to the left. Now we do another one of these little movies. And this one is you doing a project. What's the project you want? It could be home and family, right? It could be creating a movie, a book. Good. It could be anything you want. Building a house, traveling the world, going into space. See all the resources, the people, the money, the time, the interest, plan, all flowing together to create whatever project it is that you want. And as it comes to a conclusion, as you finish it, okay, go, woo-hoo, I did a great job, and then see the money, people, all the required bits and pieces coming together to sustain your project for as long as it needs to live. And then wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Now we have here the Galactic Healing Center. Yay, I like this part. And now we have a healing team. You all have a wonderful coalescence of guides and angels, wonderful beings that surround you. I like to think of mine as a library so I can ask them many questions on many different subjects. And it infuses with the energy we want that we are really seeking. And now, as your healing group stands around the healing table, then you come in and lie on the table. And perhaps you have something that needs healing, and you know about it. It can be physical, mental, emotionally, or spiritually, whatever. And you can ask them for some help with that. Either that or look at them and then close your eyes and let them tell you what you need. Sometimes that's the most fun. And as they know what it is you're working on, feel your body as they work away. Good. You can feel it, can't you? Now don't forget to ask for a little bit more detail. Especially when it's something about you and that you need some healing, get them to give you some instructions. Good. Okay, thank you very much. Wrap it in light. Move it over to the left. And remember, when you're in spirit mode, you can replicate yourself. You can be in more places than once. I guess that means Santa Claus truly is a spirit, huh? Okay, now bring in a fresh healing table and have your healing team replicate themselves. around that table. And this time I'm going to bring in several people. They're all dealing with tooth problems, quite extensive tooth problems. One of them said her teeth are just crumbling through the years, and she doesn't have very much money to have them done. And another one's dentist is going to charge her husband, who's well up in his 80s, $35,000 to fix his. He's got a couple of teeth. My goodness. And so he's not able to do that. And then several of the other ones of you have had some very strange tooth things going on now. What we have learned in metaphysics is that your teeth represent your foundation, you know, the self-worth and foundation. Those are the big subjects for your teeth. And each tooth is connected to some different part of your body, and I'm not going to try and remember all that stuff. I always have to look that up. But you can look it up. You can even Google it. So let's bring in, you can come in with your tooth problems if you got them, but let's bring in my friend who's got all the crumbling teeth, and she's doing fairly well coming out of like tremendous 24/7 pain, but her teeth up the side of her head and so on, her teeth are really a big problem. And again, it's, when a person's had a lot of illness, whether or not they've got the money, it's still difficult to get your teeth done, you know? It's not just about the money, it's about, I read somewhere you can get PTSD as a little kid from too much dental work. So here I am. Anyway, let's see all these different people with their teeth. Good. And we're asking for some help here. And they're talking to each one of these, so listen carefully. Remember, the issues are very often self-worth and foundation. And most of the people that are listening to this show are seeking a different psychological and emotional foundation within themselves, right? Because you want to evolve and you want to grow yourself up and you want to express a deeper dynamic of who you are. That is your foundation, isn't it? So we're watching them. And we know it can be magical. Let's see if they can fix our teeth magically. There you go. Can you all feel kind of a buzzing in your face? All right. Good. And then let's wrap that in light and ask them to keep our beings who are getting their beautiful teeth fixed up. Just to keep that stewing, if you will. Excellent job. And the third one, let's see who's going to come in for the third one. Okay, so a number of you, once again, I'm choosing a subject this time instead of just one person. Because as soon as I ask, what would we talk about, they're showing vertebrae in people's backs. There's several people that I know of right now, and they're showing quite a number more who have vertebrae that are really creating big difficulty and ability to walk and ability to kind of carry on in your normal way. So let's lie on that table. There we are. We're going to ask them. Oh, so they're doing something very interesting, especially with one woman. Forgive me for saying this, but you're a little bit heavy. So they're trying to pull apart the vertebrae that apparently when you stand up, they become very squished. Yeah. So they're infusing them with light. So they have a kind of a buffer between themselves. Any of you who do yoga know you actually get taller doing yoga because you end up putting space between the vertebrae, don't you? That's it. And now, yeah. And we're just going to stretch those spines. See if we can give the vertebrae room to move. Now, one of my people, one of the tables, there's a lot of problems with her upper spine and in the vertebrae at the base of the neck. And because this is magic, because this is in the etheric, you can literally stretch out someone's spine, right? So There's a lot more. Good work. And now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. That's right. Okay, so now let's bring in a political situation. Should we do the, I was going to call it the stalemate. I think it's called the, what is it technically called when they shut down the government? Mm-hmm. Let's bring the Congress into the table and Mr. Obama. Yeah. That's right. And have them on a table, a big political table. When we were talking about politics, I just say raising my field and frequency is my politics, because I really believe that we infuse the collective that way. Doesn't mean don't pay attention to it. It means make your power work for you and for everyone else. We're going to infuse, we're going to send, we'll call it electrical shock therapy, how's that? We're going to send higher frequency energies up through the perineum with as many of the Congress people as we can, and many of the lobbyists, and many of the Republicans who are so angry, and the Democrats who are so angry. There you go. Very good. Keep doing it. We're doing a good job. Somebody's got it. It's very blocked in some people, so I think we're really getting somewhere. Where it's blocked, let's go back into the perineum and just send it up again. And now let's wrap that in light. Wrap it in light. We'll do one more. Let's do Syria again. Let's bring Syria in. Our team can replicate themselves around the Syria table. And once again, let's call in some really amazing energies and move it up to the perineum with as many power-based people as we can find. People making decisions, people making plans on behalf of another country, people fighting, people in position. There you go. What Syria's got to do, I know I don't really know the whole situation, except that I can see here that they need to look into their own lineage to get some of it solved as well. So do you and I. Good grief, it's a big job, isn't it? So send some lights. Let's send purple lights up this time. Because so often people want love, and they want their lives, and they want their soul journey, and they want their full expression before they get off this planet. Am I right or am I left? Okay, so we imbue them with beautiful light. Wrap that in light and move it over to the left. Okay, and now we're going to do our own world. Let's call down some of the higher frequencies, the orangey, pinky, salmony, radiant. Some purple is a lot of purple in our lights today. A lot of purple, the spiritual, subconscious, transformational light, and a lot of golden light. And now have it come down through the top of your head, whirl round and round in your head, down through your neck, whirl round and round in your neck, and jump into your heart. Round and round and round and round. And now I want to take that light down through the top of your head, around your head, your neck, into your heart, and then down your arms into your hands until the palms of your hands just tingle. And then pat those palms full of this amazing healing energy all over the planet, wherever anybody's sick, where there's turmoil, where there's melting ice caps, where there's unkindness, where there's poverty. Come on, pick all the things that need to be fixed up. Good. And then swaddle this planet. And you know where Peter Calhoun's vision said that there was this kind of this skin. skin around the world, and it was keeping everybody bent. Let's just also pat that entire skin, that image of a limiting force, and just soften it, love it, woo it. Very good. And have it swing round and round and round into your hands, up your arms. Yeah. Into your heart. Spin your heart round and round and round. Move it up into the head and straight out to the great central sun. Good. And have it pop back down into your head and then shoot down through you into the core of the earth. And now turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. Zipper it up and jump into your star tetrahedron. Love to talk to you. This is Veronica Entwistle saying let's spin and spin and spin in our star tetrahedron. And then let's talk to each other. What's going on in your world today? How sad are you? How excited are you? How frustrated are you with this big government shutdown? How are you with your own spiritual journey? Can you feel that? We've just created an awful lot of a light download. I love that. Remember, that's your politics. That's what we can use. And here's the number, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. So now let's see, who am I going to talk to today? Okay, I'm seeing a woman out there who's in her probably her 50s. I don't know, somewhere in that kind of number. And I'm watching your throat is really blocked. Now, here's where consciousness comes in, and I want you all to check your throat, because your throat is where you transform or you synthesize wisdom out of everywhere you've ever been and everywhere you're going, and the throat is nested beautifully at the base of the neck, isn't it, in the front. And what's happened is your neck is consciousness itself. As you go through a whole lot of experiences in this life, all that energy whirls up through, comes to the neck, and who you are picks up some more strands, right? Picks up some more sort of responses to having been alive. Now, I'm seeing this person having a real blocked thyroid. It's really hard. It's like, oh. And I want to say consciousness-wise, I want you all to drop into your thyroid as if you're a little imp and sit right inside, right at the base of your throat. Just see yourself in there. And as you feel it, what does it feel like? You feel, some people feel it like a lump. Some people feel it like a tight, sort of a closed feeling. Some people, well, oh, I'm glad you're on the air. I'll just be with you in a minute. And some people will learn to go in there and feel it and then open up. And how do you open up? You open your voice like this. You go, ah, ah. And then shut it down again, and then open it again. Ah! And you've become conscious over how your throat shuts down and how you can open it up. So, Goody, we have a caller. You're on the air. Good evening.
Hey, Veronica. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, did you move yet? Did you move?
No, have not done that yet. It's been an interesting last couple of months, but no move yet.
But listen, Lisa, if it's been interesting, all's well.
True. But I do have a question, and it's health-related. And I know that's not like, you know, you're not a doctor, but I feel like you could probably give me a little bit of insight.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sure it's related to the whole breakup and all of these other things, but my hair is still falling out of my head, and I'm scheduled to go see a doctor or a dermatologist on Monday. But it's not, I can't find anything wrong with my blood. Like, no one can figure out what's wrong. And in addition to that, now my dog, and I think dogs kind of pick up on whatever is going on with their owners, but something weird is happening to my dog, and she's walking around and pacing and stumbling, and it just came about today, and the vet isn't able to figure that out, and so I have to go get a second opinion.
How old is she?
The dog is 14, but she's a Chihuahua, and she's been very healthy, never had a problem with her.
And they should last till they're about 20?
That's what I've been told.
Okay, so let me take a look at your doggy first, because first of all, I think your thyroid, my friend, is a little bit gibbled. You know, it's a little tight. Can you tell?
No, I mean, even I checked the thyroid levels in my blood test, and they weren't able to say that that was a problem.
Well, you know something? I used to be on thyroid medications, and my thyroid was really wonky, and guess what? It was right on the fine edge of normal. And it was really strange, because when I'm watching your hair, do you have something funny about your skin being a little bit dry right now?
Not that I know of. My skin being dry?
Well, here's what I flashed like that when I looked at your hair coming out, and they said, thyroid, when we have a heartache, for example, and you also get a little teeny bit of a heart thing that's going dip, dip, dip at times. Have you noticed that?
The heart?
Yeah. It's just like an allergy reaction of some sort.
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue about that.
I mean, what happened to me is I saw, when I was looking at your hair, I saw a tension hitting your thyroid. I saw a little bit of a dry skin thing, and then I heard your heart go, dit-dit-dit, which is just meaning, like, if you're studying your body to become conscious of what foods are allergic for you or allergens for you, you stop eating them for 3 days. And then if your heart, then you put it back into your diet, and if your heart goes, dit-dit-dit, then you know it's an allergy. Do you know that part?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay, well, I think you've got a very interesting drama going on with, I would say, with the hair, thyroid, that this whole combination because of having your heart broken. And, I don't think you're pathologically heartbroken, but I do think that that's like a tourniquet. It kind of pulls in the normal flow of electrical material and blood and pulse and all that. You're not unhealthy. You've just been stressed out like nobody's business. And you.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, do you get a sense of where I can go? Because I'm going to the dermatologist, and I know that it's not my scalp. Because my head doesn't itch. But do you get a sense of how I'm going to be able to alleviate this?
Is there a... just a sec. Well, it's really funny because I'm getting somebody who does, it seems odd, it's like an alternative person who does something like electrolysis, which is the reverse, but they understand the process. And I really think that you've got an inherited ability to, under stress, be losing some hair. A, B, looks like you need to massage, get a real massage thing and rub your scalp quite a bit so you make sure you don't close off the little follicles. And because it's going to be fine in a little while. And I think
I literally have lost 60% of my hair.
Oh, no, honey, this is a lot. Also, I said there was dry skin. You said I don't have it. I think there's a link with your thyroid and the stress. Like, if we think about it, when I'm heartbroken, I gulp. You know, they said, oh, she had a lump in her throat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so maybe...
There's a huge tie.
Yeah. The only thing is that they weren't able to detect it in my blood when they did a thyroid test for my blood. But perhaps there's something in there that they're overlooking.
Well, you know what? I think that when we're in the alternative world, sometimes you just have to follow the metaphor and really work on it. You got to give yourself some loving because you went through a betrayal. The betrayal is, it's not a betrayal, it was a heartbreak, right?
Yeah.
And are you still seeing him? And there was quite a bit of shock. Are you seeing him around your neighborhood?
I bumped into him last week for the first time in like 4 months, and it was a whole moment that happened, but I mean, it was a moment, but I got through the moment.
How was he? Was he tense or was he calm.
He's trying to be nice, and he shuts down and all this other stuff, but I realize he just might not ever get what truly transpired between us, and in the end, I need somebody that's going to be able to at least, you know, emotionally understand me.
Okay, in the meantime, yeah, we can't even blame him because he's just doing what he does, and it's just left you in a heartbreak. But I'm saying to you that your endocrine system got tilted. How's that? Better way to put it. And you don't have to have low thyroid, but to me, your thyroid went, and your heart went, and it's all coming back together. It's all going to be fine. Stop. If you can do that, stop worrying about it. You can always get a real fun week for now till you stop it, because I think it's going to reverse. You know?
And what do you sense about my dog?
About your little doggy?
Yeah.
There's something called, I think that she's got, talk about heart, she's got some kind of heart thing going. Did you take her to the vet?
Yeah, and we figured that it might be, I don't know, it seems neurological. Like, she's acting very strange. Bumping into things and dropping and this weird thing that I've never seen her do before.
She dropped down, did she?
Yeah, she keeps plopping on the floor and then staggering around.
Well, that's what my dog's doing. My dog's got congestive heart failure.
What do you do for that?
Well, they put him on three different medications, but he got spinny in the head and couldn't find the door, so I thought it was the meds. So now, and this is really relevant, you know, there's a thing called Flavonex, which is, I think, made of mostly Chinese herbs, and I just break up. I give him half a thing in food each day, and that one, we just break it up and put it in his food. It's an herbal thing. But I also learned to put tincture of hawthorn and tincture of dandelion. Dandelion for water retention and hawthorn for the building up of the circulatory system. And that was probably 3 years ago, 2 years ago. And he's 18, he's going strong.
And so you're thinking it's heart related then?
I do. That's what I feel like. The first thing you talked about her, I went, oh, it's heart. And one of the reasons is because she feels like this, and then she falls over, right?
Yeah, and she keeps waking up and like,
But I think if you try those herbal things, you'll find you're strengthening her like nobody's business. And the thing is that it's called Flavonex, look it up, and it's...
Okay.
But the pill's too big for a little wee doggy. My dog's 11 pounds and takes half a one. But what I wanted to say is my dog fell over just as I was taking him to the vet. And I burst into tears and hauled him in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they said they fall over because their heart can't get the oxygen right through their whole body. It just goes through a little section. And
how were you able to figure that out? Did you have to do, like... specific test?
I think they did blood tests, and they also palpated her and him. I'm sorry. they did. I don't know, because we got him at 10 years old, and so we had him in this vet where he was being processed regularly to find out what was going on with him.
Okay, I'll do these things.
Here's the other thing. Bob just reminded me. He starts coughing like mad, and the cough. Yes, the coughing is the fluid of the lungs. And I have found when I use the tinctures, he doesn't do that. Although every now and then he does, and I kind of up the tinctures. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a fairly, and other people have said, get him on CoQ10, because that's another thing that really helps back it up. But I see your dog has got time ahead of her, but she's a little bit fragile, sweetie.
I know.
Have you had her right from the beginning?
Yeah, since she was 6 weeks old.
She's adorable.
I'm trying to see her acting like this, because she's she's always been a little fragile, but she's never had a problem.
Yeah, but she's 14.
I know.
Yeah. give her the herbal stuff. I think you'll be very pleased with yourself. And also remember this, everybody at home. You had a shock, and that was a heartbreak. You know, maybe you didn't have a heart attack. And that doggy is very empathic. You know how the old joke, dogs look like their masters.
Well, no, I get that. And that's why I always kind of check in on myself whenever they're going through stuff.
Yeah, because they really do echo us, don't they? Well, bless your heart. Keep us posted, and we'll send light. Remember, conscious radiance. Let's send light to you and your transformation, and your hair will come back, honey.
Thank you. I need to believe that right now.
Yeah, just keep pouring it through all those little follicles. Say, come on, hair. You know how to grow. Right?
Yeah, and I'm into thyroid medicine, I suppose, or anything I could use for that.
I don't know. You know, I've played around with these things, but if I were you, every time I can, and this is for people at home as well, see your throat. Remember, the thyroid is really important because it's how we synthesize wisdom out of all of our experiences. Everybody's got to exercise their thyroid. And everybody who goes through grief drops the use of their thyroid at least for a minute, if not longer, right? A lot of us who've had losses get low thyroid for a while, but it's not compulsory. It's just a natural bottleneck, isn't it? You know?
Yes, I didn't know. It's all there in between.
Well, hey, Lisa, aren't you a singer as well?
Oh, I'm a writer and an actress.
Okay, any way you synthesize your own creativity helps the thyroid. But I want you to sing. I don't care if anybody hears you or not. Well, because you want to exercise it, right?
Yeah. Well, I've been speaking a lot more, become much more vocal.
Good girl, this is good. Consciousness of self is the next. But I better say goodbye to you right now, but I'm very glad to hear from you. And give your doggy a big smooch for us, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot for your help.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, have a good evening.
You too. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I wanted to also talk about Stephen Pollett, because we're talking about energy and frequencies and so on, and think about our animals. You know, they want to pick up on our energy movements, too. Anyway, Stephen Pollett is a researcher, does, what is it called? SourceEnergyResearch.com. And he's got all these little labels that you put on water, and over time you can consciously build up your frequency. And like I said at the beginning of the show, talking to him was really wonderful because he's just like vibrant. And talking to him was remarkable in that he was saying in increments as he moved his frequency up, he bypassed all the lineage diseases that his family was taking on. And someone else he talked about got him out of Alzheimer's. The fellow lived 3 more years and wrote another book and wrote some music and blah, blah, blah when he was on his way out. And he did it by shifting frequencies. And it's really interesting. If you change the energy, you change the reality. So if somebody's got a thyroid problem or somebody's got a heart problem, don't get glib and stupid about it. Look after things. But on the other hand, as we raise our fields and frequency, it's remarkable how some of that stuff will change. Now, my guest on Tuesday night is going to be Galexis. Isn't that exciting? We all love that. Ginger Matro channels Galexis, a wonderful coalescence of beings. We try to have them on quite often, regularly, and many, many of you tell me how much you love them. We're going to talk about death this time. And we're going to, that whole process of dying, and we're going to talk about cancer. And I don't know what else we're going to talk about, because we get really excited and we go through lots of subjects. But I think it's going to feature on some illnesses, especially the ones that are widespread these days. Because not only is it about, here, we've talked about thyroid tonight, we didn't plan on that. But it's interesting, when you go through a heartache, or you go through a big disappointment, we kind of lock our thyroid down, and then we don't have our the transmissions it takes and the hormones that it takes to keep ourselves really healthy. I wonder what happens when we have global trauma and global heartache. What happens to the, what diseases come up in our species at that time? What diseases are going on now, and what can we do about that? Because they really do reflect the collective, don't they? They reflect the turmoil of the collective. So we're going to talk to Galexis about that, and we're going to talk to them about death, because I'm really interested in the whole art of dying. Peter Calhoun, when he was talking, he had a whole wonderful section on death, on how we help people die, and we've got wonderful hospice workers and so on. But it's very important for you and I not only to learn to open our thyroid so our consciousness of self can bloom, but to learn that when we have someone that we're sitting by who's passing, we want to help release them, detach from the way they're holding on to us or seeing their life in rapport or in attachment with a whole bunch of others, and we want to help them to fly free without identity. Because a lot of the stuff that you and I run into, like in a non-conscious style, just keep slamming up into the same problems, is coming from the subconscious, or it's coming from our karma. It's coming from a lot of stuff that's been left over from the great travels we've done throughout the many galaxies of our universes. And we don't want to keep taking those. At least I don't. Do you? And so there's a lot that we're going to talk about with Galexis about that. I'm also really interested in it. So I'd love it if you want to call me for a session, veronicaantwistle.com. And I have an Ask Veronica button there. It's really been fun to have some of you hit that button and ask questions about guests or suggest guests or ask questions about yourself. Tell me what's going on with you and maybe set up some sessions. My sessions lately have been very exciting because so many of you are moving and changing, gathering up the incentive to get going to new things. How many of you feel like you're kind of verging on a brand new phase in life, like stepping out of the patterns of identity that you've used all along or that you've used for the last 2 years or something, and find yourself emerging and wanting to express things differently, and wanting to write things, and wanting to produce things, and wanting to, I don't know, these are the times that are really pushing us to be new. So in my readings, I'm getting very, very excited about some of the people that are taking chances on doing things. And we also talk to lots of spirits beyond, because the beings beyond are also releasing themselves from, unfinished business, the way they've left somebody in pain, the way they've made somebody angry or abused somebody and didn't clear it up. And so many of them come and unhook themselves with the people that I'm working with and vice versa. And it's really fun. It's really interesting. It's very heartening because I feel like this whole planet is bubbling with the possibility of moving us through that funny little limiting skin of Peter Calhoun into pure land or into a radiant kind of source energy that can take us and hitch us up with all kinds of galactic centers. So thank you so much for listening. This is Veronica Entwistle sending you much love and telling you to tune in Tuesday night at 8 o'clock or Wednesday for the podcast of Galexis, talking to Ginger Metro and giving us some guidance of how to be more of who we are, more unlimited at this time on our planet. Good night, everyone. Much love, and thank you again for listening.